How many years have you been with the show, Groobs?
Six? Seven and a half or so, October of 04.
Exactly.
Groobs, many know him as popular on Twitter.
Yes.
But mostly an off-air, behind-the-scenes guy. And we think he's pretty much reinvented the position of board op, and he's the best there's ever been. Absolutely. Wouldn't want to be the guy taking your place.
Oh, man.
But, so on this day...
He's the Donald Audette of board ops.
I'll leave the light on for you.
That was very confusing, but like five levels of comedy. All right, five levels down, perhaps. All right, we have booked a guest for you, though. Let's say hi to him, and then we're going to let you interview this guy. This guy happens to be an original member of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He is their original drummer. You heard him coming out of the break. That was him playing. He is the great Jack Irons. So kind of him to join us today. Jack? Oh, excuse me. Keep messing this up. Jack, do you read me?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Jack.
How you doing?
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. We wanted to have you on because this is... it's a thrill for our good friend Groobs here. This is his final show with us, and he has been talking about you for years, literally a decade. He is perhaps your biggest fan, so we wanted to give him a chance to talk to you today. I hope kind of like our version of Make-A-Wish, I suppose.
All right, cool, man.
So, Groobs, say hi to your hero.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, Groobs.
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
How's it feel to be a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member now?
Well, it's cool, man. It's a great honor. It's unexpected if you look back to 1983. That's for certain.
Yeah, because you guys started. It was basically just a one-off, one-song show that you were supposed to be playing.
Yeah,
just kind of screwing around from what I've read.
Yeah. It was you know four good friends that just said, let's do this show together, and, you know, here we are today. But, you know, we were all really close high school friends, and, you know, we played together. Flea and I played together in previous bands, and, you know, Hillel and I, we've known each other since we were 13 years old. So, let's see, what does that make us? 1982, 1983, I think that made us 21.
Wow.
So when you were walking around as 13-year-olds, were you walking around with socks on your wiener? And
I don't know. I think that was like the kind of thing you dreamed about. You know, like your worst dream. You know, like you'd be dreaming. You'd be all of a sudden you'd be in high school and talk about it with my grandkids in another 10 years.
I don't really know where to go with this. Jack, you might not be surprised, but I'm not a very good interviewer, so I'm just going to apologize in advance.
Just take a deep breath. There's so much to talk about. You got Pearl Jam, you got the Chili Peppers. You talk about a long career. This dude's done it all.
No kidding. So you're with the band for the first 4 years, and you're going to be at the Hall of Fame induction, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going next week. We're heading out there, and it's going to be great to see everybody, and be part of that. I don't really know what to expect. You know how the festivities are going to go, but it's just great to be part of it. A lot of positive response, and a lot of happy people. And I guess they do it. They do it now with fans, and they sell tickets. So I think it's got a lot of energy to it.
Yeah, I believe you're going to be even getting to jam with the guys, you and Cliff Martinez and Flea and Anthony and.
All right, so that's I didn't know that was out of the bag. So okay,
well, that's going to be very cool. Do you have any idea what songs you might be playing, or is it just going to be literally a jam?
I think when we get there, I'll figure things out. I think that'll be pretty impromptu, and I imagine, it's going to be a small part of, whatever those guys are doing, So,
well, I'll be
happy to be there.
Yeah, and I can't wait to watch, and I believe Chris Rock is inducting you guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I've never met him, but I'm sure I'll meet him that night.
How crazy of a scene was that, Jack? The stories of the Chili Peppers in the 80s are pretty legendary in terms of... having good times on and off the stage, I suppose. Was it a pretty crazy time with that with the group and pretty full throttle back then?
Yeah, you know, it was a lot. You know, we played a lot. We worked a lot. And, you know, ultimately we were a very committed band. I mean, you know, the partying and all that is, you know, pretty well known. And, of course, that got, you know, it turned, you know, that got into the negative side of things. But, you know, in general, you know, we were very committed to being a really good band and doing what it is we did. So, you know, I don't really think much of the whole partying looking back, you know, is definitely part of it. And, you know, people love the stories like that with rock and roll. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was really people really trying to do something, you know, play well and do something different and whatever it is we did and do it well.
Were you a big Lakers fan or was that more Flea's bit?
No, I was. No, I still watch a game last night with the Clippers. And, you know, I'm not a fan like I was back then. That's for certain in terms of sports, but I still enjoy it. And, yeah, back then it was, you know, I was a big Laker fan too.
Right. And, you guys basically innovated and invented a new sound in music with, the punk funk and, you know, especially Flea, you know, really bringing the, you know, fast slap bass, sound. How did that really, how did y'all come about that? I know you and Hillel were big Kiss and Led Zeppelin guys, and Anthony was really into rap and all that, but y'all basically just make it a melting pot of sound, and that's what you came up with?
I think it's just what, you know, it is what you know, what we did. You know, the you know, Flea, Hillel, and Alan Johannes, we all played in a band called What Is This? Prior to the Chili Peppers forming, and that was that went on for years. You know, people don't know that. It was a high school band that was originally called Anthem and changed its name. You know, isn't everybody's high school band called Anthem? But I don't know. But we changed our name.
Y'all spelled it with a Y.
Yeah, we did spell it with a Y, so it was a twist, you know. And yeah, it's clever. We were clever, right? And but, you know, we played together very seriously for a long time. You know, Hillel and I, like I said, Hillel, Alan, and I since we were 14. And then started playing with Flea when I think we were about 16. And then we did it for years. So we just formed whatever it was, you know. And Flea was very good friends with Anthony, and we'd all be friends. And, you know, I think it just is what it was, you know. I don't know, you know, it always strikes me as, you know, how do I say it? See, it's the morning. I can't talk.
I don't know if I can
talk in the evening. I don't know if I can talk in the evening either. But, you know, people do what they do. You know, I think the band, there's never really any, like, we're going to do this kind of a thing. You know, this is all what we, you know, this is what happened when we all got together and played music, you know. And I think that's what makes any band good, because it's the only way to have longevity. You know, you can't really plan on being something you're not for too long. So I just think it just sort of happened. That's the way I see it. And maybe someone else would say something different, but maybe I'm just the drummer, you know.
Maybe. This is Jack Irons. He's the original drummer for the Chili Peppers. He's also playing in Pearl Jam. I guess, how did you get involved with Pearl Jam? I know, I guess you and Eddie Vedder, I believe, somehow knew each other, right?
Yeah, well, the quick story is, you know, I was touring. I was the touring drummer with Joe Strummer in 1989, and was it 1990 when we, it was 89 or 90, I think it was 89, I don't remember, 89 or 90, and we played in a club in San Diego, and, you know, Eddie was there, and, you know, I met him, and we just started hanging out, became good friends, and it was a few months later, Stone and Jeff, you know, approached me to start a new band with them, and I couldn't do it. My wife was pregnant, and I didn't want to move to Seattle, and I had tour obligations, and they gave me a tape, and they said, hey, you know of any singers, good singers? So, you know, Eddie and I had been hanging. We became good friends, and he was a really good singer, and I just gave him the tape. Literally, that's it. I went on tour with a band called Red Cross, and when I came back, he was up in Seattle, and, you know, a year later, the 10 came out, and that was that.
It's pretty amazing when you think about the lottery odds of finding, you know, and being a part of a legendary group, and then you hauled off and did it twice in a decade. That's it's pretty amazing if you consider the Vegas odds on your story.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you know, hey, you know, it just happened. That's all I know, you know. You know, it's great. You know, it's great. It was all, you know, within the context of friends, you know, and relationships I still, you know, have, and that's cool. You know, I think that's the coolest part about it for me. It was all in context of friends, you know, and it wasn't just business or something, you know.
Groups, can I ask another question?
By all means.
All right. This is Jack Irons with us, and I'm interested in the Pearl Jam chapters of your story.
Okay.
As well, and the fact that, according to something I read, you did a couple tours with them, and not to be real basic music guy, but you always wonder if everyone's cool with super long concerts, and especially the drummer who's working his tail off back there. And at least, according to one quote, the length of the shows did kind of beat you down a little bit. Would that be a fair way to categorize things?
Well, it's definitely not why I'm not playing with them, but they did play long shows. I won't say they didn't, given, you know, where I came from. You know, I was, before I joined Pearl Jam, I was mostly playing at bands at a club theater level. So, you know, we never came out and played for 2.5, 2 hours and 45 minutes. You know, we'd play 45 minutes to an hour. So, you know, I will say the sets were a lot longer, you know, and yeah, maybe they were a little bit long for me at times, but I don't, you know, I know that quote is out there, but that's not, I will say it's a long concert, but let's just say that's, you know, in the idea that that's why I'm, you know, had to leave and, you know, what was wrong with me or why I couldn't keep up, that wouldn't be fair.
Okay.
But that, you know, but the truth behind all that is, you know, that's no fun on the radio. That's a long story we can't make short.
Was it a controversial you leaving the Chili Peppers?
No. Hillel had passed away, and I was really struggling with that and other things in my life. And, you know, I just couldn't. We had been working so hard, and, you know, I was just in a place where the idea of, you know, carrying on at that level just wasn't, you know, feasible for me in my health, you know, and a similar situation by the time I had to leave Pearl Jam, where just my life was bigger than me at the time, and, you know, I had some stuff to deal with. And so that's why, you know, I stopped and, you know, have a solo career and a home life, and I'm getting back out there now again. I don't know if that was told to you, but I am playing with the Wallflowers now, and, you know, we just finished making a really great record, and, you know, we're getting ready to gear up and start doing some live stuff very soon.
That's interesting. You know, you look at the stories, I'm interested, of course, in the documentary that just came out about Pearl Jam, but also the one about U2 and the fact that those dudes have been playing with each other since the 70s, and they don't seem tired of the bit, even though they might be. I don't have any idea. But I would imagine a guy in your spot, you kind of feel like there's a shelf life of playing in a band, then you move on to the next one, sort of. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I think it's more of the lifestyle. You know, it's like anything. It's like any relationship you enjoy. You know, you get older, the things, you know, certain qualities change about it. You know, you might want to gauge yourself and manage yourself a little differently, and you know, certain priorities change. But you know, I've always loved playing in bands. You know, and I'm very grateful to have had all the, you know, people I've had the opportunity to play with in bands, because to me, bands are special. You know, I do sessions. Sessions are cool, but you know, playing in a band is like a little family. You know, and if it works out, if you're lucky enough to have it all sort of work out, you know, it's a special chemistry. So, you know, when put it to you this way, you know, we're not going to be in a band now at our age and hit it like you did with the same styles as you did as you're 20, and you have to really work it hard in a van or something like that. And you know, you have to, you know, you abandon ship when you leave. You know, that's it. It's the road and everything. Everybody's got kids, family, and, you know, priorities. You got to manage yourself, right? But I think the love of doing the music with the right guys, I don't see that going away, you know. I don't see that deteriorating as long as people are healthy. It just, you might need a little more time off.
Well, Jack, I can't thank you enough for coming on. I know I might not have talked very much or have very good questions for you, but it truly has been an honor talking to you. If you don't mind, I've got one more thing I would like to ask of you.
Sure.
If you don't mind giving us a wacky radio liner, where you identify yourself and you say, "I never listened to Bob and Dan on the Ticket."
All right.
Whenever you're ready, sir.
All right. I better write this down or I'm going to blow it. All right. On the Ticket.
Yes, sir.
All right. So what was the first part I was supposed to say?
Just identify yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hey, this is Jack Irons, and I never listened to Bob and Dan on the Ticket. And you know what? That's true, too.
I would imagine it is.
And you may never ever again.
I don't get the Ticket.
No worries. Jack, nice to meet you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
Congratulations on the Hall of Fame.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you so much, guys.
There he goes.
All right, Jack.
Everyone go to jackirons.com.
Twice.
No. Our radio friend.
Why?
Go there.
What do they got there?
Yeah, what's on there?
Music and stuff. His music.
All right. Whoa.
Oh, oh wow.
Soulmate.
Choked up. Such a great interview.
Only a day and a half more of Groobs has me a little verklempt.
Totally.
Whatever that means. I've heard people